This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. When a small group of older church leaders, calling ourselves elders, from across the Christian families, went on retreat together last Ash Wednesday, we felt an obligation to speak as followers of Jesus into the moral and political crisis where we find ourselves. We felt faith values were being politically exploited, and our democratic values were literally under threat. But we had no clear sense of how anybody would react to a declaration from us. Nonetheless, we prayed and spent time putting together what became the Reclaiming Jesus Declaration. The response has been literally astonishing to us as an elders group. 23 of us signed this. And there were literally millions of views to the video where the elders spoke to Reclaiming Jesus and why this was so critical right now. It's still climbing. When we launched this at Pentecost on May 24th, we overflowed two downtown churches. The steps were full. Our vigil at the White House was 3,000 people, mostly people in collars, taking their Pentecostal prayers to the White House, saying what we believe, for example, about the image of God, therefore what we reject, for example, the racial bigotry of this administration, which directly assaults the image of God. It was a powerful time, and then the press coverage of that event reached millions more people. So the group afterwards went back to the National Cathedral for another retreat. And the question was, what's next? What's next? Now, only 23 people, Christian elders, had signed this statement. But now, everyone else wanted to sign it, to sign on, to say, really, I'm a different kind of Christian. I don't want to be silent or complicit in all that's going on, how faith is being hijacked, co-opted for political financial gain. When we talked about this, though, we decided finally that Reclaiming Jesus should be more than a statement to sign. It should be a call to answer. Answering a call is more important now than signing a statement. So we talked about how people, ordinary people, in their congregations, communities, schools around the country, could answer this call to reclaim Jesus as a fresh confession of faith in our time. So the call now includes things like, if you want to answer the call, we want you to share this Reclaiming Jesus Declaration on your social media, on your Facebook page. Put it up there and say why you are joining this, answering the call, why it's important right now to reclaim Jesus, to say that our identity as followers of Jesus is our most important identity when all kinds of other identities, racial, cultural, national, gender, class, have taken over, are displacing the identity of following Jesus. We say, bring it to your church. Share it with your congregation. Preach about this. Have a conversation. Have a small group. If you're a member of a church, take it to your pastor. Ask the pastor to make this a conversation. Act upon what this means. Reclaiming Jesus shouldn't be just a statement that was released or was preached on the steps of a church and in front of the White House, but now goes into the country, into our congregations, our communities, our schools, our workplaces, where people of faith who say they are believers in Jesus would now ask what it means to be followers of Jesus in the face of such attacks on immigrants and refugees going on every day, kids being ripped away from their parents, the truth being compromised, denied day after day, a kind of leadership that isn't serving but is dominating, women being spoken of and treated in the ways that we see going on, that these are for us faith issues. They're not just political issues. These are faith issues. And so this declaration says these are matters of faith. What's at stake is the soul of the nation and the integrity of faith. So we're asking people, I'm asking you right now, if you respond to this, go to reclaimingjesus.org, reclaimingjesus.org, and sign up, answer the call, and take this into your lives, communities, friends, and family, members of your church, for the conversation we most need right now. What does it mean to follow Jesus? That's always a question we should ask. Not just what we believe in words or doctrine, but what does it mean to follow Jesus in our time right now? Get a candle, because candlelight was powerful that night we launched this in Washington. 3,000 people holding up their candles over their heads, like at Pentecost when the flames were over the head of the Christians who were empowered by the Spirit. We're going to have times in the weeks and months ahead of national emergencies, constitutional crisis, or real assaults on vulnerable people. And wouldn't it be a powerful thing to see groups of Christians and people of other faith traditions, and some people who are responding to this don't have any faith at all, but they like to see Christians saying, let's be followers of Jesus. A lot of people who aren't Christians, they've been hurt by the church, they see the hypocrisy, they see the judgmental, they see so many bad things about us. When they see Christians saying, it's time to follow Jesus, they like that too. And so what if we could see candlelight prayer vigils across the country? We've seen that before in South Africa, the Philippines, in East Germany, when candlelight helped bring down the Berlin Wall. In South Korea this past year, candlelight prayer vigils have made a difference in the world. So I'm saying answer the call. If this resonates with you, answer the call. Go to reclaimingjesus.org. And Bishop Michael Curry, who preached that wonderful sermon at the royal wedding, he and I have an email response. We'll get right back to you and say thank you for your courage and your support. And now if you give us your name and your email and your zip code, we will sustain you. We will send you monthly reflections from the elders. I know it's harder to make a commitment than to just watch a video. I know that. It's time that we not just say what we think and what we sign on to, but what we're going to do. So it's time for us to answer the call to reclaim Jesus. I invite you to do that at reclaimingjesus.org. This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation.